Tonight we're going to be talking about, or the title of my message tonight is going to be, What is God Saying? Have you ever wondered if God is speaking to you or how he speaks to you? And, you know, is he speaking to me? Anyone ever question that? Everybody ever wonder that? You know, God, where are you? What are you saying? I can't hear you. Am I the only one that's ever done that, or anyone else ever experienced that? Pastor Ken, thank you for your honesty. Anyone else? Yeah, there we go. I see those hands. Thank you. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, we're going to have a good shouting time here tonight. Well, let me tell you something. I want to get this point across, is that one word from God can change your life. But the thing is you have to be listening. And a lot of times we're missing out because we're not listening. My wife teases me and tells me that I have something called selective hearing, or it's man hearing. Any other wives can, you know, testify that their husbands suffer from the same condition? Yeah, I see, yeah. No, eh? Guys are all shaking their head. No. Well, wives are like pointing at their husbands, you know? She said, I told you this. I'm like, I have no recollection of this. She goes, you were looking at me. I wasn't listening, you know? I've heard it said, and I don't know if it's true, but I think it almost proves itself, that a man has a nothing box, and that males can go to their nothing box and actually just think about nothing and totally just blank out for whatever, and there's nothing going on in their heads. I know I have one of those, and mine is huge, okay? I have a nothing box. Now, women, they can't do that, because I know my wife, her brain is always going, and I mean, there's always thinking, but guys can just shut down on times, you know? And so I believe that there's a lot of times my wife speaks to me, you know, I might hear her, but I'm not necessarily listening, okay? I'm in my nothing box, okay? Nothing going on in there. Anyhow. You see, the reality is that there's a lot of people today are missing out on what God has for them or what God is saying to them because they're just plainly not listening. I am definitely guilty of this because, you know, there's times when we get busy with life and we kind of ignore what else is going on around us. We're just focused on what we want to focus on, you know? You know, you got children or you got hobbies or business or work or, you know, whatever you're doing. And sometimes life just gets busy. And it's unfortunate, but sometimes we kind of tend to ignore the things of the Lord a little bit on time. Sometimes we, you know, just kind of, I'm not going to necessarily read my Bible for a few days or, you know, I'm not going to spend so much time in prayer or something like that. And then that kind of windles down your communication with him and things start going a little astray. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, it happens. So therefore, if we cut off that communication with the Lord, we are not going to hear from him. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. God's got some big plans and some big purposes, and he's been wanting to tell you something. And the thing is that we need to make sure that we are listening. And, you know, and there's going to be times when, you know, we're going to have to smarten up a little bit. And there's some people, they don't know how to listen to God. And they might even be asking these questions like, you know, what is he saying? Or, you know, what is God saying today? You know, is he speaking to me today? You know, is he speaking to my heart? Is he speaking to my head? What's he speaking to? You know, the last time that he spoke to me, did I actually fulfill what he told me to do? You know, you might be full of questions. And there are times, and I'm speaking from my own personal experience here, because there's times that I've done that, and I've questioned the questions, all right? It's like, okay, am I listening? Am I obeying? And, you know, am I hearing clear? You know, who's speaking to me? Who am I listening to? You know, what's going on here? And another good question is, when does he speak to you? Well, let me tell you this. God generally speaks in two methods, and then they can be kind of broken down to some subcategories, but we'll just kind of do an overview a little bit here. But the first way that God speaks to us is through something called his word, the Bible. Amen? And if you've read your Bible, that is God speaking directly to you. That's just not a book that was just compiled together, you know, it's just a nice thing. Today we went to the library with the kids. The kids have recently got their library cards renewed, and for the summer they were going, and they've already been reading like a pile of books. I'm actually quite amazed with my kids, you know. They've really become little bookworms, you know, little nerds like their mom. But, you know, You know, it's just so cool. Is, you know, we went in there and there's, I walked into a library. It's like the third time in my life I've ever been in a library. And I walked in there and I looked around and I was like, man, there's a lot of books and there's a lot of knowledge and there's a lot of information in here. You know, someone actually sat down and wrote these things. You know, there's a lot of books in here, you know. And it kind of got me thinking a little bit about this, is that, you know, those were written for people to, you know, read. You don't really know the author. You don't have a relationship with those authors. You really don't know if it's, you know, there's different genres, there's different things in there, there's different types of stories and whatever. Not all of it necessarily speaks to you. But you see, we have this book called the Bible that speaks directly to me and you, that we actually have a personal relationship with the author who is, it's basically a love letter to me and you. And then, you know, the B-I-B-L-E, you know, you break that down and it's basic instructions before leaving earth. You know, we've heard that little saying, that's what the Bible stands for, you know. It's a little, I guess you call that an acronym, is that what that is? Yeah, an acronym. Basic instructions before leaving earth. And it's true. If you're wondering what God is saying, just get into the Word of God. He's going to speak to you. And He can speak to you daily, multiple times daily. All you got to do is crack open that Bible and see what it says in there. You know? There's instruction, there's direction, there's promises. I mean, it builds you up, it gets you excited. You know, all the questions that you might have, the solution is found in that Word. And God already said it. God already, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, you know, He laid it upon men and women to write it out, to be a part of this. Amen? You know, isn't it exciting to know that we have a personal letter from God? Romans 10:17 in King James Version there, Daytona, please. And it says, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. See, how we build ourselves up and how we get a better understanding of who our God is and what He's done for us comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So we got to get into the Word. We got to read it. We got to hear it. We got to digest it. We got to just use it. You know, coming to church is a good way. Going to Bible school is another way. Personal study time is a great way. Listening to teaching tapes and, you know, inspirational things that builds you up, that's going to feed you the Word of God. Stuff that's going to encourage you. Because that's when God is speaking. It's just not, I'm just not up here just because I got a few words to say. I'm speaking because the Lord, you know, got me here. You know? I'm nothing special. But with, you know what? I got someone special on the inside of me. Come on now. You know? If He can use a donkey, He can use me. You know? Come on now. Settle down, Pastor Ken. I know what you're thinking. You know? Well, in another way, another method that Jesus or that the Lord uses to speak to us is through the Holy Spirit. Now, this can be broken down a little bit too, you know. He can speak through people, through inspiration from the Holy Spirit to speak into our lives. But, you know, when He speaks, that still small voice on the inside of you, you know. It's, you know, some people call it a conscience, you know. Call it the Holy Spirit. Amen? Romans chapter 9, verse 1. Let's look at that. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. You see, here's what the writer is saying here, is I say the truth in Christ. I'm telling you because this is not my words, but this has been given to me from the Father through the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit is going to speak to us because the Lord has directed Him what to share with us. All right? So we need to be in tune with the Holy Spirit to have Him alive on the inside of us. To have that communication open. Now, if we got ourselves full of all types of junk and garbage and always putting it in, we're going to mute the Holy Spirit. And we do not want to squish Him. We don't want to be missing out on the benefits and all the good things that the Lord has in store for us. You know, we miss out on stuff because we're not listening. You know? I don't know. Every now and then, the radio stations, they do like these little games with people. And they'll call random numbers. And if you answer, you know, oh, you win a prize. You know, you win something, right? And there's times I've been listening to the radio and the phone has rang and rang and rang and rang and no one's picked up. And then the phone to the station actually rang, and it was someone returning the call and said, "Oh, I missed your call, but I seen it show up." And the radio host is like, "Oh, okay. Well, this is whatever. And, you know, we were calling because it was a contest, and sorry, but you missed the phone call, you know?" And it's like, you can miss the reward when we're not listening. And we got to be careful of that, because I don't want to miss out on what God's got in store for me. Because that's not only going to affect me, but I have the responsibility of my family as well. You see, guys, what we do affects more than just us. This whole thing is about those around us as well. You know, we're, first of all, Scripture tells us we're blessed to be a blessing, you know, and out of an abundance we're supposed to give, you know, that we give, and we're supposed to make sure that we're doing our part in that. But then if we're missing out on what God is saying to us, and where God is directing us and showing us and leading us, well, then we're not walking in the fullness. So therefore, we are cutting ourselves short, which ultimately means we're cutting other people short as well. What if Pastor Roma decided he was not going to listen to God and not start Faith City Church? Where would we be today? I'd probably be still bouncing around up in the North Atlantic somewhere, you know, on a boat maybe. Be somewhere like that. You know, some of us, would we be here? I'm thankful for men and women that, you know, listen, they turn on their spiritual ears and they start listening to God. Amen? You think about that. I'm thankful that we have people that listen. Amen? Amen. Don't shut me down because I'm preaching real good. Now, there's going to be times, too, is, yeah, the Holy Spirit's going to speak to you in that still small voice, and you hear it as a conscience. And we'll talk about that a little bit more, but there's going to be times when, you know, the Holy Spirit's going to impress something on somebody else to speak to you. It could be through a minister, it could be through a friend, it could be, you know, a random person, and not even realize it. And I've experienced this many times. There's been times when I've been minding my own business, and the Holy Spirit has prompted me to go say something to someone, and I'm like, I don't want to do that. And they're going to think I'm crazy, you know? But I put away my own, you know, self, whatever, you know, and kind of forget about me. And I just, okay, Lord, if this is what you want me to do, this is what I'm going to do. And I'll go talk to that person and be like, man, I needed to hear that. And I was like, well, praise the Lord. You know, I'm glad I listened. You know, I'm sure there's many of you, I've heard different stories in this building about people who've done that as well, where the Lord has laid an impression on their heart. Or there's even times when people have been woken up in the middle of the night, the Holy Spirit's woken them up, excuse me, and told them to pray. Didn't give them really no details on what to pray about, just pray. You know, and then you hear about a praise report a couple days later or something that, you know, there was a potential of an issue or a major, you know, something bad could have taken place, you know. But the Lord intervened because someone woke up and prayed, you know. And you hear, you know, it gives you goosebumps when you think about it, you know. But that's exciting. Holy Ghost goosebumps, that's what you need. You see, when the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, you know, he's just not coming up with his own ideas and saying, well, I'm just going to go freelance and not think about what God wants me to say to this person. I'm just going to do my own thing. No. The Holy Spirit delivers what God wants it to say. The Holy Spirit says, you know, he says what God has directed him to say. You know, they work together. They're a great team. They are connected. Now, when we pay attention to what God is saying, we are not going to get pummeled in life. We're not going to get, you know, beat down. Because, first of all, he's going to give us direction on how to avoid certain obstacles. Now, how many of you know life is full of obstacles? You know, the roads in Thunder Bay are full of obstacles. All right? It's like you got to, you know, you got to be careful that, you know, if you miss a pothole, you're going to get on the road. Like, that's how bad it is. I mean, like, you know, there's a patch of road right there in the middle of the pothole. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of the roads are crazy, but that's the way it is in our life, is that there's going to be lots of, obstacles. I was going to say popsicles then. I'm thinking I'm warm. But there's lots of things that we're going to have to get around. And if you're familiar with boats at all, there's something called or a GPS system or even a radar. You know, there's going to be times when it's going to be dark at night, and you can't necessarily see that far off, but you rely on a piece of electronics called a radar. And it can see through the night, you know, and it sends out signals and it receives back and it tells you if there's something in the way. Well, let me tell you something. We have a radar, which is called the Holy Ghost, which is powered by God, Which, when we're listening to it, we're watching it, we're paying attention to it, it is going to show us what dangers and what obstacles we need to avoid so we don't get shipwrecked. You hear me? So we need to make sure we're paying attention to what's going on around us. We need to be listening, watching, and in open communication with the Father at all times. Amen. Amen. Well, turn over in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 7. You see, we need to make sure as well is that as we're listening, we are a solid person. We joke around here, we say solid chum. We need to be solid. All right, and what does that mean? Well, let's read the scripture verse. We'll read a few verses here. Anyone who listens to my teachings and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Everyone say solid rock.
Solid rock.
Keep going. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teachings and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. You see, guys, we need to make sure that we are solid people, built on the Word, built on communication with the Father, so that when we listen to His Word, it's like a person who's built their house on something solid, you know? You ask Joe about foundations, he'll tell you all about it. They have to be firm. They have to be put in good ground. And there's going to be times when you're going to have to change some things around to make it work, you know? And your house, it will make, if there's some issues with the foundation, it will carry all the way through the house. Isn't that right, Joe? You got to make sure that foundation is good and sturdy and it's set up properly so that it carries through the rest of the build, you know? And that's the same thing with our lives is that, you know, yeah, we can spend all this time doing whatever, studying whatever, but if we don't have a firm foundation, when tough times come, when the storms of life come, it's going to wash away. Come on now. But if we listen to the Word of God, like that scripture says, if we listen, we're wise men. We're wise people. How many wise people we got in here? Any wise guys? Oh, yeah, see, wise guy back there. Any wise guys around? Absolutely. We got some wise guys around here. Another thing that we have to be in remembrance of, you know, is that it's so easy for us to drift away from God when we're not in communication and we're not listening. Colossians chapter 1, verse 23, as well as another scripture, it says, "You must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it. Don't drift away from the assurance you received when you heard the good news. The good news has never been preached all over the world, and I, Paul, who have appointed as God's servant to proclaim it." Now, you see, up to this point, we see here what Paul is saying. Paul was a forerunner in spreading the gospel, you know. Now, the gospel is around the world. There's still nations and certain places where it's kind of still hard to get in, but they're sneaking it in there, praise Jesus. But you see, you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it. Don't drift away from the assurance you received when you heard the good news. You see, when we choose to not listen to God, and if we choose to drift away, if we choose to move away from what He's saying to us, well, we're going to find ourselves in some serious issue. Okay? If you're in a boat, you got your anchor down, you're supposed to have a firm anchor. If you choose to let that thing go, well, you know, you're in stormy weather, you're going to end up on the rocks somewhere. And you're going to end up in a lot of trouble. That's no fun when you do that, you know? Ask Paul. He was shipwrecked how many times, you know? Horrible sailor. Horrible sailor. Don't want to take him out in speedboat. But, you know, the thing is that having a firm foundation in Him, allowing yourself to be connected to Him and listening to Him is going to save a lot of heartache and grief. We can eliminate a lot of issues in our lives if we just choose to shut up and listen to God. It's basically it. And I've learned this lesson the hard way, because when you try to do it your own way, it doesn't always work out. The Steve way is not always the best way. God's way is the best way, you know? So sometimes I'm a little slow when I got around the mountain a few times to try and figure it out. I don't know if anyone else is like that. But, you know, when we listen to the voice of God and what he's saying, and when we get into his word, see, like I said earlier, well, Pastor Steve, how do I hear from him? Like I said, we get into the word, read the word, see what it says. I mean, the whole thing is him talking to us. It's so good that we get to read this and understand it. We don't serve a dead God and he's some not mythical thing. He's a living God. Amen? He is alive today and his word is true. It stands firm. That is what you build your foundation on. That's what you stand upon. And so therefore, if you're in that, you're not going to drift away if you hold firm to that. You know? Is this good? Did you get anything out of this tonight? Amen. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. So we must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard, or we may drift away from it. Let's keep going. For the message God delivered through angels has always stood firm, and every violation of the law and every act of disobedience was punished. So what makes us think we can escape it if we ignore this great salvation that was first announced by the Lord Jesus himself and then delivered us by those who heard him speak? And God confirmed the message by giving signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit whenever he chose. Guys, the Lord is speaking to us. The Lord's word is true. It is something that we stand firm on. You know, we need to make sure that we're not only, you know, just kind of listening to it, but we're actually grasping it. We're getting it on the inside. We actually hear it and we're applying it. Because, you know, if we heard about salvation and we didn't accept salvation, you know, what's the point? You know, we're no better off. But if we hear about salvation, we accept salvation, we're living it out, well, we're walking in that victory. We're walking in those promises. You know, we have that eternal life that was promised to us, you know. But who would want to miss that? I don't want to miss that. I want that eternal life. I want those benefits that come with being a king's kid. Come on now. I want to walk in the fullness of life. Because once we became born again, all the benefits of righteousness was in there. The authority of the believer is in there. Come on, we got all those things that protect us and guide us and lead us, man. We got all those things that make us victorious, because if we listen to the word and we listen to the voice of God calling to us and we've accepted him and we've made that contact and that connect with him, come on now, you're blessed, baby. That's who you are. You got it. Hallelujah. Connection is key here. Now, God also spoke through Jesus. When Jesus was on the earth, and we see this in the Gospels, and we see the things that Jesus did and the different miracles, you know, well, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, it's the triune being, the Trinity, connected. And when Jesus was on the earth, yes, he was fully man, but he was fully God too. And he was the Son of God. And God spoke through him to the people. For a long time in the Old Testament, God only spoke through chosen people. Because when Adam and Eve was in the garden and they allowed things to come in, the devil to come in and cause a division and cause strife and shut things down, I mean, there was a big chasm between man and God. I mean, there was a major separation. Man lost a lot of things when Adam and Eve messed up in the garden. And so then God, you know, Adam and Eve gave dominion of the earth, because God gave dominion, or, you know, all authority to Adam and Eve, and then they gave it to Satan because they allowed disobedience in, and because now Satan had a complete reign and rule of the earth, you know, Satan is the god of this world. Oh, how can you say that? Well, that's what the scripture says. But see, let me tell you something. If you belong to Christ and you listen to him and you're following through on what God is saying, Satan don't have to dominate you. He's not the God of you. All because he's the God of this world doesn't mean he's the God of Steve. Right? You give him that power, that authority. I ain't going to give him an inch. He don't need that. Scripture says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And so therefore, I need to be acting on that. So anyhow, that division that took place, you know, that caused a big separation when Adam and Eve fell in the garden. So therefore, God can only speak through certain people, you know, he's through kings and prophets, and, you know, he spoke to those, you know, super people, we call them, you know. And he appeared in just different times when he sent angels to speak to people, but it wasn't like it is today. But then when Jesus showed up, changed everything. Amen? I mean, it was like the best, you know, phone plan you could think of. You know, unlimited calling to heaven. Amen? Unlimited data. You have no worries about going over monthly. You could send, text, email, whatever you want to do, unlimited to the throne room. When Jesus showed up, he changed it all. Amen? And you see, he speaks to us. Now, we don't have to, you know, go to the prophet or to a priest and maybe see what God is saying, or if God has spoke to them, or, you know, or maybe, you know, if we want to get our sins cleaned, we have to go and make sure that, you know, the priest is good enough to offer up our sacrifice, you know. We get to go directly to God, direct line. You know, we no longer have to be separate because we have that communication. And so therefore, that's one of those beautiful things. God spoke through Christ. And we go through the Gospels. You can see all types of instances there, and all the stories and all the miracles and all the really cool things that took place there of God speaking and using Jesus while he was on the earth. And Jesus is still moving today, of course. Jesus still, you know, today he's still active because we're active. We're Jesus' hands and feet here on this earth, right? Amen. So let me ask you this question. Do you recognize his voice? This is something that I actually struggled with for a long time, and I kept asking myself the question, what does God sound like? You know, how do I know it's his voice? You know, and it's like, you sit down and when you're, you know, you sat there, okay, Lord, speak to me so I know what you sound like, you know? Okay, and you're asking them all these questions, you know, and you're just like thinking in yourself and you're like, okay, what, black or white, you know, what should I paint my walls or what should I do here? You know, and just kind of hoping, like, come on, that's not the way this works, all right? No, that's not the way it works at all. First of all, his voice is not a voice that's full of fear, intimidation, confusion, doubt, you know, and it's not, you know, something that's going to make you, you know, scared or any of those things. The voice of the Lord is full of joy and peace and life. And it's not this really loud, you know, when God is speaking, you know, it's not this big screaming thing that's going on, but it's that still gentle voice on the inside. If there's something screaming at you going around, you know, it could be a couple things. It could be the devil, or you could have a house full of children. Okay? My case, I have a house full of children. All right? Pastor Dave just said a wife. I wasn't going to go there. He went there. I didn't go there. We're going to have to pray for him later. If we can't find him, we know what happened. There are many voices in this world that try and lead us astray in life. You turn on TV, you turn on the internet, you know, you log on your phone and you see all types of different, you know, things that are saying, and you turn on the news and there's different groups and, you know, they're all promoting, you know, their cause and their reason, and they're trying to influence us. And, you know, in the kids' education system in school, you know, it's all these different ideas and things that are trying to, you know, indoctrinate our children. There's different voices. And I'm going to tell you, it can be scary sometimes. And I've had a few conversations with my wife and with my children about certain things that, you know, they've come home talking about and learning about. And, you know, not necessarily does all schools teach creation the same way. Okay? You know, the Big Bang. Well, I do agree with the Big Bang because I know our God is a loud God. And I'm sure when he spoke light into existence, you think about all the power in the universe that came to create that boom. So when God spoke it, it happened. So there was definitely a big bang. So they got it half right, you know, but I don't think it was just some random protons and photons and whatever neutrons and whatever Jimmy Tron you want to
out floating around out in space that collided, and all of a sudden, you know, after millions of years, creatures started crawling up out of the ocean because they wanted to walk on land, and, you know, monkeys started getting smart and all these things. You know, I got a bit of a rough time with that. I believe that God is the creator of the universe, and I believe God was designed by that, you know. But you see, there's a lot of people that they want to indoctrinate, you know, us and our children, and they want to give us, well, this is scientific, this is proven, you know. But yet, it's funny because, you know, science actually proves that God exists over and over again. And the funniest thing I ever witnessed was quite, you know, it was very funny. It was a few weeks ago, I was reading an article, and they found a spark plug that was encased in rock. And they're saying, you know, technically, if they used their traditional ways of carbon dating, that this rock should have been so many millions of years old, right? Spark plugs haven't been around that long. I don't see no cavemen, you know, changing out their NGKs and their, unless it was Fred Flintstone, but he was foot power, right? So he didn't have no engine in his car at that time. So, you know, it's just little things like that. So here was this spark plug that was embedded in this rock, and now it's got the science world turned upside down because of this one little find, you know? It's like, well, you know, spark plugs have only been around for, you know, 100 years or so. And so that, but it's in this rock, and it's really starting to make them think a little bit, you know, how to get there. Was cavemen actually, you know, and then they're like, well, you know, maybe they invented this so long ago. I was like, oh, give it a break, you know, come on now. But that was a rabbit trail, I'm sorry. But, you know, there's all these outside voices. And, you know, you go anywhere and there's people going to be telling you different things. But the voice that we need to be listening to is not the one that's screaming and shouting and all the hollering and trying to dictate to us what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to have that still small voice on the inside of us, and that's what we listen to. You know, that's what we obey. That's what's going to guide us. That's what's going to keep us out of trouble. Amen? That's what's going to show us what we need to see and what we need to learn and what we need to know. His voice brings peace. His voice brings joy. His voice brings the life. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. It says, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, ye walk in it. And when ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left. What does that mean? He's going to guide you. He's going to direct your paths. He's going to show you what you need to do. Just listen to him. And then, of course, Psalm 23, verses 1 and 2 in the Amplified, a classical there, Miss Daytona. You got it there? Sorry. Probably going a little quicker for you. Psalm 23, 1 and 2. And it's right there. The Lord is my shepherd to feed, guide, and shield me. I shall not lack. He makes me lie down in fresh, tender, green pastures. He leads me beside the still and restful waters. It doesn't say that he's going to take you through hell. It doesn't say he's going to, you know, this is the way, it might seem like you're going through some situations, but he's going to help you get through those situations. He's not going to lead you, you know, to them. He's going to lead you through them. And that's what we got to understand. Life's going to throw curveballs. Life is never the way that we expect it to be. We live on an earth with a curse. It's just the way it is. But we have an answer, right? We just got to make sure we're listening for the direction. You know, get into the Word. Like I said, you want the Lord to speak to you daily? You get into the Word daily. You know, you'll be amazed on what He'll say. We should all recognize the Lord's voice or learn to hear and to follow His voice because He's speaking to us right now. You know, God is speaking to people right now about certain things. We need to hear what He's saying because He's speaking to me, He's speaking to you, He's speaking to others around us. He's saying something, you know, about your future or perhaps something about your past, but he's telling you certain things. We just need to make sure that we are listening to obey Him, to follow Him, because He's going to teach us some stuff. He's going to show us some stuff. Amen? Isn't that good? You see, I got more pages, but we're not going to get through it all tonight. You know, 17 pages of notes is just not going to cut it. But when it comes to hearing from God, you know, We can hear him speak to us all. He speaks to us through his word, the Bible. He speaks to us through the Holy Spirit. He can speak through us through other people. We just got to be willing to be listening. So sometimes we got to settle things down, you know. Sometimes in the chaos of life, we got to slow it down just a little bit, just a few notches, and maybe see what the Word of God is saying, you know. If you're struggling with some health issues, what does the Word of God say about your healing? If you're struggling with some financial issues, what does the Word of God say about finances? You know, if you're struggling with some relational things, what does the Word of God say about relational things? Oh, God, tell me. Write it on the wall. He's already written a book. You know? He's not going to reinvent the wheel. He's already done it. The answers are already there. Just open the book. You know? We've become such a right now society. You know, you go to Tim Hortons, if you wait longer than 3.5 seconds for your coffee, you're mad. Right? You know? But we need to slow things down a little bit, get into the Word of God and see what it says, you know? And our timing is not always God's timing. You know, we don't always understand reason why things take the time they go. That's a question for when we get to heaven. We ask God that, you know? That's not for us, but right now we just got to trust in Him. We fully rely on God. We put our faith in Him because ultimately He loves us. He's got our best interest, you know? He wants to talk to us. He wants to direct us. He wants to show us. He wants to love us. And it's the ball is in our court. With all this, with faith, with healing, with prosperity, all these things, the ball is in our court. God's already done it all. We just got to wake up, see what the Word of God says, listen to what He's saying to us, and receive the benefits. Amen? Stand on your feet. So remember this, if you're wondering what the Lord is saying, look to His Word. Look to the inside and that still small voice, it'll lead you. Counsel out, you know, all the crazy loud and, you know, get that alone time with God. Have some communication with Him, it's key. We got to make sure that we're talking with Him. We got to make sure that we're communicating with Him. A lot of times, you know, we spend a lot of time praying, which is good, but sometimes, you know, we need to just listen. Because a lot of times, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, and God's there trying to get a word out, and He can't speak because we keep cutting Him off. You know? Would you just shut up? Read the Bible. I've already answered that. You know? I know He's done that with me several times. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is a great night to, you know, if you've been wondering about some certain things or, you know, questioning some stuff or just kind of having a hard time listening to the voice of God, we're just going to take just a couple moments before we leave and let's just quiet ourselves before the Lord tonight. Come on, let's just forget about everything that's going around. Don't worry about your neighbor next to you. Let's just close our eyes and let's just listen to Him. Let's just gently talk to Him tonight. Let's just listen for a few moments. Hallelujah. Let's just thank Him for being so good. Thank Him for that direction. Thank Him for speaking to you. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, some of you have been looking for direction for different things in your life. You know, some younger folks figuring out school, education, what's the next step. Some people wondering about relationship stuff or, you know. Jesus is the answer. That's the answer. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you speak to us. Speak, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word. Thank you for speaking. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. See, it's in times like this when we're quiet and we get our hearts opened up and we kind of forgetting about the crazy that's going around. And so when we get some clarity. And this is time that we're going to have to set aside for ourselves and do this. And you might be driving in your car on the way to work, or maybe sitting in your office or on your lunch break, whatever you're doing, you know, at night before you go to bed. You know, take that quiet time. Sometimes it can be hard to find. You know, you got a house full of kids, and quiet time is a rare commodity. But you find that time. You talk to Him. You learn what His voice is. You get into the Word. You read that Word and see what He's saying to you. He is speaking right now. He's going to give direction. He's given direction. A lot of you have been struggling with some questions for the last few years. You know, you've been waiting. See what the Word says. He's got the answer. He just wants you to accept it, to listen to Him. With every head bow, every eye closed in this place, don't ever like to shut down a service without giving an opportunity for people to make things right with God. But if you're in this place right now and you need to make Jesus number one in your life and you want to have that communication open with Him, you want to have conversation with Him, you want to hear from Him, you want to live for Him, if that's you and you're in this place, you need to do that. If you're watching online, don't want to embarrass nobody. But if that's you and you need to get on track with God, slip your hand up real quick. If that's you, if you want to get back on track with the Father, if that's you, you need to make things right. If that's you, you need to get on track with God. Amen. If you're online and you need that, go ahead, shoot us a message. We're going to pray a prayer right now, everybody in this room. I see a few people nodding their heads. We're going to pray a prayer together. I'm going to say it. You repeat after me. We're going to rededicate our lives and make sure we're on track with God tonight. So everybody in the sound of my voice, wherever you are, repeat after me. Say, Jesus, tonight I choose You to be my Lord and Savior. I accept You as my Redeemer. I thank You for Your salvation, for saving me and giving me eternal life. Tonight, I'm a new creature in Christ. I have communication with the Father. I can talk to Him and He can talk to me. Thank You for loving me, taking away my sin, taking away my sickness, and making me whole. I commit my life to You tonight, 100%, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time or you rededicated your life, come let one of the staff members know. We want some materials for you. Guys, it's important to keep that connection, that conversation open between you and the Father. He's got directions. He's got plans. He's got purpose. He's got things for you. He's got directions for you. People that you need to meet. Decisions that you need to make. And He has all the answers. Amen? Well, guys, hopefully you got something out of that tonight. You know, get into the Word. Amen? Now, Pastor, you got anything you want to say? No? Well, also, this is a very special day for a few people here. Little Joe, I guess he's downstairs, and Amina's downstairs, and even Brother Craig, my dad. It's birthdays today, man. I am telling you. Lots of people around here gotten birthdays. Sylvester Stallone's birthday is today. Who else did you name up? It was George Bush. I mean, all types of guys. I mean, this is a big day in history right here, eh? You know, something about this. But anyway, guys, God bless. Go and enjoy your evening, and we'll see you guys later on. Amen. God bless.